USA Radio News.
President Trump will be taking part in the G7 this weekend in Canada. One of the things to be discussed will be the trade imbalance between the United States and other countries. Senator Rand Paul joined Fox News to talk about one thing that's always forgotten when it comes to discussing trade deficits.
Trade is largely beneficial to this country, and one of the things that people misinterpret is they talk about this trade deficit as if it's sort of money we have lost. Everyone has a deficit with people they buy stuff from. So I have a deficit with my grocery store. Texas may well have a deficit with Oklahoma or vice versa, but it's an artificial measurement and it does not measure prosperity. You want to know whether your country has more trade or less.
Earlier today at the White House, President Trump signed the VA Mission Act bill, which will help the veterans out. President Trump and the First Lady today also took part in a FEMA hurricane briefing. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
For sale, one pre-owned international space station. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The head of NASA says he's in talks currently with international companies about the possible commercial management of the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine telling the Washington Post that many large companies are interested in just such a proposition. All federal funding for the space station is scheduled to end in 2025. Bridenstine telling NASA workers in May that private investment could help NASA reach the moon again.
Today, Philadelphia Eagles head coach Doug Peterson was having his normal press conference on a week of OTAs. He was not having any part of answering questions, though, regarding the controversy that the team was caught up in regarding being disinvited to the White House.
We did something last season that was very special. It's a milestone here in the city of Philadelphia, our organization, and I was looking forward to going down and being recognized as world champions. And, it is what it is.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A new report out says Social Security will spend more than it collects this year. This is the first time this has happened in over 35 years, and it will slide towards insolvency by the year 2034. Things are looking rather grim for Medicare as well, as it is scheduled to hit insolvency by the year 2026, 3 years earlier than what last year people had estimated. Former Senator Jim DeMint says we're in trouble, and we're in trouble right now.
Stuart, the tax cuts have absolutely nothing to do with the FICA tax, Social Security and Medicare, which is the largest tax most Americans pay. As you know, for the last several decades, the Americans have been paying more in these Social Security taxes than the government has needed to pay the Social Security retirees. So there's a $3 trillion surplus, but there's really not an emergency fund that you just mentioned. This money has to come out of the general fund. The federal government has borrowed all of the surplus, so Social Security is not in trouble in 10 or 15 years. It's in trouble this year.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says President Trump should not consider pardoning himself. USA Radio Network's Washington correspondent Chris Barnes has more.
Reporters were pressing the Republican House Speaker about the president's claim this week that he has the absolute authority to pardon himself.
Obviously, the answer is he shouldn't, and no one is above the law.
After making that statement, Ryan did not take follow-up questions.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.